Greetings and salutations, and welcome to at least a partial new episode of POV. And of course, it'd be me, David W. Torrance. Hope you're having a very happy Christmas season, happy, happy, joy, joy, and all that kind of good stuff. And just thought I'd drop in and listen to, hopefully you've, by this point anyway, listened to episode 2.1. So this is going to be a little bit, very small episode 2.2. Just to kind of say happy Christmas, happy Easter, and all the other things that we've missed throughout the year. But Christmas is coming up in just a few days, so that's the whole point to it. And also the point to make you go back and listen to episode 2.1. Now, for one thing, hopefully you've read the notes on the site previous to the new episode, and kind of have an idea of what's going on, have an idea of where POV has been. One thing I'm kind of wondering is, do I have an audience to come back to, should I choose to come back to this on a, you know, on a weekly basis? So that's one thing I'm going to want to know. Is anybody still even out there? I know there are, apparently from some of the stuff I was looking at on Podomatic the other night, there are still a few hits on it every week from these poor souls that somehow wind up there. I don't know. Don't know how they happen. I didn't even look at my... I haven't seen if I've gotten any ratings for months either, so there you go. So anyway, just you know, let me know somehow. If my voice does sound a little different, it's because I've had pneumonia for the past 2 weeks, and as it is, I talk for a living anyway to people on the phone all the time. If you have Dish Network and you get somebody named David, you might ask him, hey, is that the famous David W. Torrance? And if you can't tell already from me talking to you, then nothing much I can do to help you. So, you know, talking into this here little microphone is not, since I talk all the time anyway, then, you know. But that episode 2.1, hopefully you've listened to that again, and I'll say that again and again and again. And, of course, that was recorded back, I want to say the second week of September, because obviously, as you can hear from it, it was before the Office Season 2 premiered on DVD. So that's old news for you, but and I still haven't got it, so there you go. Just got pneumonia is what I got. And, so yeah, it's been, it has not been a fun last few months whatsoever. And that's why no POV for the last few months, because POV, as I've told you before, is supposed to be all about fun. But it's the Christmas season now. I don't want to be here to get you down or whatever. I'm going to give you a few things for Christmas. No, we're not going to do Merry Christmas Elvis again this year. Not going to do that at all. Going to do something that's actually quality and you might want to hear again. Matter of fact, let me ask our engineers, Petey and Melvin, if we've got this one thing ready to go here. Do we? Let's see. Yeah, we do have it ready. We'll get to that here in a second. I could, if you know, very easily start complaining about all the stuff in the news, about how I think, you know, as soon as they found out that David Duke guy was over in Iraq, time to bomb you, or Iran, or whatever the hell he was, either way. Iran, yeah, it's time to, or just not let the son of a bitch back in the country. And I could, you know, I could go along, you know, those lines and complain about, you know, the stupid celebrity of the week, and which... You know, who the hell knows from week to week. A whole lot of shaking going on. And I can complain about it all, and yet my attitude is, it's the Christmas season. Shut up. It's time to be happy and joyful. We've only got a week towards Christmas, and if you can't be joyful and happy, or at least somewhat smug at Christmas, then I don't know. So, first off, the things I'm going to give you. You may have heard this, you may not have. If you haven't, you're going to have a blast hearing it. But it is, because I don't have that much Christmas stuff, frankly. But, let's see. Let me make sure it's okay.
You know, I think it's kind of, hot to be wearing these scarves in here.
Oh, yeah. Well, the scarves are a must. You can't go caroling without a scarf. Catch your death.
Man, you were like one of those kids I remember in, high school that used to sell the most candy bars for the marching band.
Yeah, and you'd be president of the swing choir, too.
Ah, thanks, Joe Robinson. Thanks, Tom Servo.
What a kiss up this guy.
Okay, now, if you'll all look at your sheet music, we can rehearse my new song.
You wrote a Christmas song?
Hey, there's no tradition like a new tradition.
Wait a minute. Let's have a Patrick Swayze Christmas?
Yeah, based on my favorite movie, Roadhouse.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. Won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping. Standing there, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Christmas message. This will be take four.
Partridge in a pear tree.
Hello, this is Paul. I'd just like to... sod off. I'm getting all sincere then.
Take four.
Heiser. Heiser is a cliff. Hi, bird. It's a wonderful life.
Partridge in a pear tree. Christmas to you.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is.
another big red letter day for the Baileys.
Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it.
Oh, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you?
Yes, Daddy.
Excuse me.
Excuse you
for what?
I burped.
Thank you for that little Christmas message there from It's a Wonderful Life. And isn't it indeed a wonderful Christmas life? That is, with your lights all over your yard and your Christmas tree in your house and presents under the tree. And whereas here the dog pees on the Christmas presents under the tree so we can't keep the bastards under there and, you know, that sort of thing. David W. Torrance back here with POV, the Christmas cheery, ultra cheery Christmas edition. If I could find the Christmas episode from last year, I'd simply upload that and screw this. Another Christmas tradition is coming around again this year in just the next few days. Not here in America, mind you, but over there in Great Britain. It's the Doctor Who Christmas special this year, The Runaway Bride. Unfortunately, no Rose in the show anymore, so we can't look forward to that, but it's going to be a jolly good smashing show. I do believe so, myself. And we'll see that once it uploads to what the hell ever. Hopefully not too long after Christmas. I shan't think that it should be uploaded immediately after its broadcast, but you will never know, do they? Anyway. Before all this nonsense and before the Bailey family's reunion, you heard John Lennon, and I think that's basically take one of Happy Christmas War is over without all the Harlem Community Boys Choir overdubs on it. It's just Yoko and John on that, so you get plenty of Yoko for Christmas, which I know is what you wanted. Oh my god. Well, anyway. Well, anyway, one way or the other, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. The extravaganza that was the Christmas episode 2.2 of POV. Again, let me know if you want to hear more of the show, and we'll try to maybe give you an episode 2.3 eventually. We'll just see. Anyway, we're going to close out the show with a Christmas special from Saturday Night Live that I really love, and then a little message from our friends, the Chipmunks. David W. Torrance saying, good night, God bless, and ciao for now. And most of all, have a very, very Merry Christmas, and I do mean Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Christmas it is, and a very, very happy and blessed New Year from us here at the Big Chair at POV Central. See you next time.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto,
and you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Now, Terry, it's Christmas season again, our favorite time of year.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Holiday time is when the most wonderful culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Ooh, a funnel. That'll be great for funneling.
I know. I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for one thing, a big box of glue traps to help me deal with my excessive rat problem. Now, tell me, are you, Margaret Jo, going to leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I like to leave Santa some tap water and rice. If Santa's anything like me, Christmas foods really wreak havoc on the old digestive system. What are you going to leave, Terry?
I can't ever leave food out in my apartment because I have an excessive rat problem.
It's neat. Santa's fun.
Santa's
he is fun.
Fun. Neat.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fun.
Like
good
Christmas.
Times.
Good times.
It's neat. Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and bite-sized treats, and we have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name. Seasons Eatings.
That's really funny. I know, it rhymes with Seasons Greetings. Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwede.
Hi, Pete. Welcome. How are
welcome,
you?
Welcome, Pete.
We like the name of your store.
Oh. Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh. Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwede.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show
because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake.
But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whip them out.
Whip them, baby. Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball.
Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete, I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret sweaty family recipe. No one can resist my sweaty balls.
Nothing delicious. Like a sweaty ball.
Sweaty balls.
Those are good times.
Good times. Our producer, Glenn, is gesturing to us from the technician's booth. And it looks like very good. He's telling us to wrap it up.
I guess that's all the time we have today, Terry. So join us next week when our topic will be that other holiday favorite.
Fragrant salty nuts.
Hey, quick plug. If you order from Seasons Eatings now, we can still send out a special sweaty ball sack in time for Christmas.
Ooh, great idea. My niece would love a sack of sweaty balls.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Claire.